Today marks the one-year anniversary since the U.S. Supreme Court upheld the travel ban on several Muslim-majority countries. Here with us now is Hassan Jaber, who's president and CEO of Access, Arab Community Center for Economic and Social Services. Hassan, not all the countries on the ban list are Arab countries, of course, but what has the impact been of this travel ban on the communities that you serve in Southeast Michigan?
It's been a very, very big impact on the community, especially separation of families. We've seen the number of refugees going down from thousands to less than 150 last year. So it's been a major impact on, especially on the communities in the Detroit area. You hear stories of family separations. You hear stories of reinforcing stereotype against Muslim communities. So it big impact.
Hassan, give us just an example of the kind of story you hear from families or people who've been directly impacted by the ban.
I have one of the employees of Access. She's married to a Yemeni citizen, and they had a child 2 years old. She's been trying for the past 2 years to reunite with her husband. The baby hasn't seen her dad yet. So these are the stories we hear in the community.
What does the process of trying to reconnect with loved ones in these affected countries, when you think of Iran, Libya, Syria, Yemen, Somalia, Chad, what does that process look like?
You know, it's really extremely hard. And one of the provisions in the Muslim ban is a waiver system that's supposed to be on a case-by-case basis. But that waiver system only granted 6% of the applications. It's been extremely hard to understand the process. And it seems that it's a complete, almost complete shutdown of refugees coming in.
How has this ban, Hassan, made you feel as an American citizen and as a Muslim?
You know, it really is against, it's simply un-American. It's against the values of this country. It's a direct discrimination against religion. It's a direct discrimination against community. It separates people. It's cruel, and it's simply un-American. It's not what this country was founded about.
A year later, do you think we're safer as a country because of this ban?
These false claims of safety, these discriminatory reasons why this ban was introduced are all false. We're not safer because of this ban. In fact, it makes life much more difficult for many, many people.
Hassan Jaber, who's president and CEO of Access, thank you for speaking with us.
Anytime. Thank you.